from 9 a.m. to noon, 1603 East Mumford Drive in Urbana. Learn more at ccrpc.org.
Trump challenger is out. I'm Dave Anthony. Nikki Haley no longer running for president. We'll hear from her in about 2 hours.
Haley's communications director has confirmed to Fox News that the candidate will not endorse former President Trump. Her campaign suspension follows a disappointing Super Tuesday, taking only Vermont in yesterday's primary election and denying the former president a clean sweep. She has made it clear she does not want to serve as his vice president or run on a third-party ticket from the group No Labels. Haley leaves the race making history as the first woman to win a Republican primary.
That's Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Now Trump-Biden rematch appears inevitable.
He's the worst president in the history of our country. There's never been anything like what's happening to our country.
Former President Trump at Mar-a-Lago in Florida last night. President Biden won all but one of the Democratic contests, but Fox's Jackie Heinrich reports from the White House the Haley dropout is
bad news for the Biden campaign, because for a long time they have been saying that the longer Nikki Haley stays in the race, the better for them. You had a second person on the headlines, in the airwaves, who was slamming Donald Trump as a risk to democracy, and that is how the Biden campaign has been framing their 2024 approach.
Now, as for that one Biden primary defeat,
about 7,000 miles away in the South Pacific in American Samoa, where Jason Palmer, yes, Jason Palmer, self-described businessman and investor, defeated the president, winning 56% of the vote to Biden's 44. Palmer's a Baltimore resident who has never once been to American Samoa.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson in California. A former Dodgers and Padres baseball star was a big hit with voters in a Senate primary. Steve Garvey finished in the top two, just behind Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff, so the Republican will face Schiff in November, Garvey says.
It's the first game of a doubleheader. The second game is going to be daunting.
America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
Are you over 30 and putting off life insurance? It's time to get a quick quote from Ethos. A better, easier way to get term life insurance. All online with no medical exam. Answer a few health questions and you could be approved for up to $2 million. Isn't it worth 10 minutes to help protect your family's financial security? Ethos. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
Again, our top Fox News story, Nikki Haley is dropping out of the presidential race, but will not endorse former President Trump in a speech this morning. He won 14 of the 15 Super Tuesday Republican contests. Haley won in Vermont. There's news related to another Republican who dropped out of the presidential race after Iowa, with a court ruling striking down part of a new law in Florida.
The law was signed by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis in 2022 and became part of the anti-woke narrative of his presidential campaign. It limits diversity and race-based discussions, in this case, business practices, that contend members of one ethnic group are inherently racist, and bars the notion that discrimination is acceptable to achieve diversity. But a three-judge federal appeals court panel says the law is unconstitutional, violating the free speech rights of businesses. The ruling says the act targets speech based on its content and penalizes certain viewpoints. The governor's office disagrees and says the state should have the right to protect Floridians from racially hostile workplaces. Further appeals are possible. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Investors on Wall Street will be watching Washington in about 2 hours.
Chairman Jerome Powell will give the Federal Reserve's semiannual report to Congress. House Small Business Committee Chairman Roger Williams sits on the Financial Services Committee Powell is testifying before, and he wants answers on Basel III Endgame, a proposed policy that could ramp up capital requirements for big banks by up to 20%. Williams believes that will hurt Main Street America.
When they carry more capital, that's less money small business can borrow.
The policy has faced significant pushback by the banking industry. Powell could also face questions about the effectiveness of the Fed's plans to slow inflation. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Now on Wall Street right now, stock futures are rising before the Powell testimony. The day after a big sell-off, the Dow plunged 404 points. The Nasdaq dropped 267. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Two members of Illinois' congressional delegation urging Postmaster Louis DeJoy to maintain operations at the Champaign Processing and Distribution Center. Reps Nikki Budzinski and Mary Miller say plans to downsize the center could make delivery rates worse and would relocate more than 180 jobs to the Chicago area. Well, the 15th annual prom benefit for the Eastern Illinois Food Bank held Saturday at iHotel and Conference Center. It raised more than 350,000 meals for food insecure individuals and families in the food bank's 18-county service territory. Illinois is up for four spots in the rankings of the latest college basketball coaches poll, while Houston once again sitting atop the rankings. Fighting Illini now ranked 12th in the latest poll. Gonzaga also rose four spots. Cougars number one, followed by UConn, Purdue, Tennessee, Arizona to round out the top five. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hey, thank you, Jim. It's 7:06 and good morning, March 6th. ESPN 93.5 and an incredible crowd last night at State Farm.
Yeah.
We were right there with probably the best team in America, and they made plays at the end, and we just could not grab a loose ball. We just had a chance down 66 to 64-58. We were down six, and then Marcus Damask got us tied, and then Terrence made two free throws, making it 66-64, and then at Fletcher Lauer, he scored seven straight. And they made 8 out of 10 three balls in the second half. So it was – Purdue just got her done. I got a few post-game comments from Coleman Hawkins and Brad Underwood, pretty adamant about this is what sends you home when it comes to the coin flip games like this was.
Yep.
Is the little plays and getting two or three loose balls that turned into three-point shots for him. But when they lost at Ohio State, Purdue couldn't hit the side of a barn. I mean, they had the open shots. They couldn't make them. Last night, they made them all. Like their last seven.
Yeah.
I mean, what are you going to do? And I thought we had a hand in their face. So it's called getting beat, not losing. We got beat.
Mm-hmm.
And they made the plays and we didn't. But the margin of error is just so little.
Unbelievable. Razor thin, yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. And we can play with Purdue. Zach Edey, it looked like Coleman Hawkins went up to his shoulder. I don't know how tall the man is, but I would guess he's more than 7'5".
Okay.
He's ginormous.
Well, he had 28 points.
But it took him 23 shots. That's called not efficient. So we were happy with that. Wow. 28 on 23 shots is too many shots for that many points.
Okay.
So games like this build character.
No, and you know what? The only thing that matters is the NCAA tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can win twice, and Brad says it, and I'll play it. He says, I think we're a Final Four team. I believe that. That's how good this team can be. We'll see what happens at Iowa. It doesn't really matter from the standpoint of seeding. We're going to be a 2 or 3 in the tournament, and that stays away from Purdue till Sunday in the championship if we make it that far. But the big deal is the NCAA matchups and the whole normal thing. Mr. Solier, our weatherman, our meteorologist, hit that song everywhere.
Okay.
That's brought to you by Kramer Siding and Window.
Kramer Siding and Window, your premier provider for home improvements, specializing in siding, windows, doors, roofing, and outdoor living. Visit KramerSiding.com.
Well, cloudy start, Mr. Weatherman. What we're seeing here?
Yeah, we'll kind of stay largely ensconced in the cloud deck here. Yeah, a little ebbing and flowing maybe as the day wears on today. Not by much. Maybe a little better thinning for the day tomorrow. That's a pretty low overcast as well. Wouldn't be surprised there's maybe even a need to run the wiper blade here and there with a little mist in the air. Part of a rain system making its way out of southeast Indiana up across the Buckeye State. But again, another delightful, late winter day's worth of weather. I'm sure those construction and home improvement guys are maybe still getting some work done. I would hope. Weather's been by and large cooperative this wintertime season. 42 at Willard and Savoy. It's the normal high around here with a north wind at 16. We'll head towards an afternoon high today of 54, about 10 above average with a mainly cloudy sky, maybe a little thinning at times to the north and west of us, but we'll fill it right back in. North-northeasterly winds down to 38.4 tonight, becoming partly sunny late morning and afternoon tomorrow at 57 with a northeast to east wind. Raining here after midnight tomorrow night with lows in the 40s and a cloudy, breezy, blustery, showery, rainy half to an inch worth of rain Friday and Saturday, 56 on Friday, Saturday high at 45. Sun is with us on Sunday with a high up to 46 degrees. Another warm-up coming our way at 55 and sun-filled Monday, 62 Tuesday, up near 70, and another rain system due in for the middle part of next week. For Steve J. Broadcasting and meteorologist Greg Solier.
All right, off we go. I'll talk more on the Super Tuesday as we come up to the bottom of the hour. It's going to be Donald Trump, Joe Biden. I'm still standing by what I've said adamantly. There's no way you can pick Joe Biden to be your guy. He just State of the Union tomorrow night. We'll see how he looks.
Yep.
how he sounds, but yeah. We'll see. But Donald Trump's got it from the standpoint of last night's Super Tuesday. He lost Vermont. Nikki Haley won Vermont, but she is suspending her campaign in 2 hours. Less than 2 hours.
Right.
So we'll get into that as we go. Last night, we lost a heck of a basketball game.
77-71 was the final.
Yep. It was 66-64 Illinois after Terrence Shannon made two free throws. He was out of sorts. Terrence got two fouls early, and guys just kind of lose their edge, aggressiveness.
Yeah.
He did not get a defensive rebound in the game. Brad says we have to get more rebounding out of our guards. Coleman Hawkins, what happened? We were up 10 in the first half. Took a six-point lead to halftime that quickly evaporated as it went kind of from inside to outside. They started making threes. We tried sagging in on Zach Edey after he dominated the first half. And then they kicked it out and they made all their shots. So it's just hard to defend that. Here's Coleman after the game. What happened?
I think the biggest thing was like what we saw late, like letting, you know, we all are all familiar with Zach Edey. And I think one of our biggest emphasis was kind of just trying to push his catches out and scoring over us and through us one-on-one, not letting other guys impact the game. And, you know, I think we saw late what happened when those things occurred. You know, we gave up a couple Gillis threes. We gave up some threes to Lawyer. Braden Smith got off a little bit late. So, you know, we tried to contain. You know, I think we did a good job on Coffin Wren. But we wanted to contain all the other guys and you know, not necessarily let an All-American just beat us, but, you know, make it more difficult for him and make him, and we'll live with the results and not let the other guys impact the game. But, you know, late, you saw what happened.
Yeah,
so.
Coleman Hawkins. Okay, so Brad Underwood, fiercely competitive. Probably not a guy you'd go up and say, give me a hug after a game like that. A little edgy.
It's getting guys to understand a possession or two. A rebound. A loose ball. That's what sends you home in March. I thought we competed. I thought we did a great job on Zach. He gets his 28 on 23 shots. I was really happy with that. You know, I thought we first half, I thought we guarded a way that was really solid. The second half, you have to make some adjustments for Zach. You know, it was just Zach's a one of a kind. And, you know, he's got the ability to dominate. He started the second half in that mode. You have to go to a little different coverage, and then they make threes. Guarded any better than we did, and yet you have to be tough enough and gritty enough and nasty enough and mean enough to come up with that rebound. It has to be yours. Can't be Mason Gillis. You know, and you can't make a play with 7 seconds on the shot clock and foul off the ball when they're at half court. You know, those are plays that you just can't make in a game like this. And again, we're right there, and that's why I beat it up in the locker room. Be very honest. I beat those points up, because if we don't understand that we're really, really good and we can be a Final Four team, I believe that. I've said, I'm just telling you now, I believe that. But you got to make those plays. You have to make those plays. And you can put that in bold italics on every newspaper, on every damn chat line that I'd never read, and I don't care. Make big plays to stay alive.
Coach, I know you don't like fouling. You call it a defensive mistake. Generally, did you get what you're looking for out of Imani Hansberry in his?
Yeah, he talked about Imani. What they did is they put Imani Hansberry in, the freshman. Got 4 fouls in like 3 minutes.
Uh-oh.
You can't guard Zach Edey, but he said, listen, we needed to get him near 7, did a kind of a different way to guard him, foul him. What it didn't work very well. So Imani went in, shoved him around a little, it was before the bonus, so there's no free throws involved.
Okay.
He just got the ball. So here's the reporter who asked something that just didn't make a lot of sense to Brad, and frankly, it didn't.
He said you kind of, you know, hammered home maybe the point about the big plays in the locker room. Do you keep that up? I mean, I don't think Clemson said you have a day off, but when you get back together, or do you treat it like Penn State?
No, I'm going to forget about it. Of course I am. Hell, I mean, that's, what do you think I get paid? Josh pays me a lot of money to keep hammering that at home. I mean, you guys come up with a bad question like that, you're going to get a crappy answer. Of course I'm going to do that. Yeah, I'm just going to blow that off, and we're going to sail off into the sunset and go home here. And you know, yeah, it's what we do. We talk about it after Penn State, and I don't mean to be a jerk, but that's what we do.
Let's just have a group hug here. You wouldn't do that right now with Brad. And listen, it was right there. We're totally there. We totally could have, should have. I mean, so we're talking about Purdue, who probably, maybe, be the overall number one. And they're one of the top three. It's Houston, Connecticut, and Purdue. And we're right there. He could have won the ball game. So he sees it. He says, you know what? We can win some games this March. And that's kind of what the pressure is, to get out there and Big Ten tournament, whatever, Iowa, whatever. Then just it's that matchup. It's that first round. Are we going to be a 3, a 4? Whatever it is, Illinois's got to figure out how to get through the first weekend of the NCAA. This is a good enough team to do that. So we'll see.
So Marcus Domask with 20 points led the team. But, yeah, Zach Edey with 28, not being able to shut him down.
I think he only had 8 rebounds. He always gets 10 to 20.
Right.
So we blocked out pretty well, and he's not super aggressive because he did have 3 fouls, and he met a block which had a little contact, could have been his 4th foul with like 12 minutes to play in the game, could have changed everything, and didn't get the call on that. So anyway.
Coleman had, 13 and 9 boards, and Terrence Shannon Jr. had 11. I just feel like it was back and forth.
It was a game that was ours. And Purdue made 8 out of 10 from, think about that. 8 out of 10, and I swear it felt like 7 in a row. And I didn't think they were wide, wide open. We had hands in their face. They made great shots. And when they do that, they're probably going to win. And they didn't do that at Columbus when they got beat at Ohio State. They missed those open looks. Mm-hmm. They made all of ours. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, everybody plays great against me.
They do. Next up will be Sunday at Iowa at 6 o'clock.
Saturday night at 6.
Okay, thank you.
And then Sunday, Wisconsin has a game at Purdue for Senior Day, and bye-bye Zach Edey. He's a senior.
Okay.
So thanks so much for coming. Okay. Have fun with your career. Man, he's such a load. And then just go inside out. Kick it into Zach. If he's triple-teamed, kick it out. One of those guys can make a 3.
So the game on the 10th.
Saturday night?
Is that the 10th?
It's the 9th.
I was just going to go, it is the 10th, Stevie. So, it is Sunday.
Illinois plays Sunday night?
Unless they did all the printing wrong here on FightingIllini.com. So, yeah, on FS1 at 6 o'clock.
Just one of those whatever. I mean, go win.
Right.
But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter in the seating. Doesn't matter in the standings.
That's right.
So, all right.
So we've got that.
That was Saturday night. Sunday night, 6, whatever.
Make other plans for your Sunday night.
Yeah, all right. Exactly.
Northwestern is at Michigan State at 6 tonight, and Indiana's at Minnesota.
Okay, it's 7:18. Weather brought to you by the Urbana Park District.
And they remind you, lots of great summer programs. Get yourself signed up. And if you want to participate as a counselor or get the kids involved in camps, urbanaparks.org.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather. Freeze Central and all Champaign event have Saturday. Weather still a tad on the unsettled side with yesterday's weather system stalled out across the Ohio and plenty of backspin, backwash moisture in the way of low cloudiness and even a few spots of a couple of sprinkles in the air. That's the story for this morning. The overcast may thin out a little bit this afternoon, the high to about 54. Clouds stick around for tonight, lows down to about 38. Tomorrow becoming partly sunny for a time. Late morning and afternoon, northeast to east breeze and a high near 57 degrees. More rain back in here after midnight tomorrow night in spots and a low down to 46. A cloudy, blustery, breezy, rainy Friday with a high up to 56 degrees. Might be a little rain in the air here Saturday, particularly in the morning hours with a high up near 45. Sunday, better sunshine and 46 and a recovery on temperature. Another warm-up into next week, 55 Monday, up to 62 on Tuesday, and a couple of showers in here for the day on Wednesday, even a thunderstorm and a high near 70. For Stevie J Broadcasting Epidemiologist Greg Solgay.
Since Busey Bank first opened our doors in 1868, we have built upon a tradition of close relationships and broad financial capabilities. Our experienced team provides the highest level of personalized service to ensure we accomplish your goals, simplifying your wealth management and business lending needs, and ensuring a legacy for generations. Building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Sneaker giant Foot Locker lost money in its holiday quarter, though the loss was smaller than Wall Street predicted. Total sales were up 2%. Foot Locker's forecast is cautious, and the stock is down 12%. Crude oil futures are higher this morning. Brent crude has topped $81 after Saudi Arabia raised prices for crude sold in Asia, its largest market. It lowered the premium for European buyers, and prices for U.S. buyers saw little change. The Mortgage Bankers Association's average for a 30-year fixed mortgage moderated a little last week to 7.02%. Mortgage applications to purchase a home increased 11%. Refinancings also increased. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosilda, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Listen to the all-new Brett Baer Podcast featuring Common Ground, talking to lawmakers weekly from opposite sides of the political spectrum about the issues of the day and how Americans can find common ground in a politicized world.
That's just not happening on Capitol Hill. It takes leadership, right?
Yeah, it absolutely does.
Along with all your Brett Baer favorites like the campaign, the candidates, the all-star panel, and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tabman's Towing team of experienced tow professionals is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tabmanstowing.com.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. There's no one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is we can help you improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery. It's time to come home to Carpet Weavers. We don't want you to just like your new floors. We want you to love them. From waterproof floors and carpet to furnitures and design advice, we've got a team of experts on your side. We'll get you the best price and the best quality products. And complete your home with furniture and accessories. Buy it all with free financing too. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Brother Johnny Ed Martin coming up, State of the Union tonight. Joe Biden, see how he does for the State of the Union. John Decker will talk about it tomorrow morning.
Okay.
He'll be there for his 28th State of the Union. That goes back to Bill Clinton.
Well, here's the pushback about saying they put it off the scheduling of the speech so late in the year and how, you know, pretty much blew it doing that. You know, I do feel like we're in the thick of elections and primaries, and Illinois' primaries, what, March 19th? So, I mean, people are making their decisions now. Why don't you do that in January? I thought that's where it went.
I think this is like the second latest State of the Union kind of thing. So I don't know what's up. I know that Joe Biden didn't speak last night. Won all those states. He did lose in American Samoa. Some guy beat him. Joe Biden lost American Samoa. There goes the funding for that, whatever it is.
Okay.
Way out there in the Pacific.
Okay.
Anyway, and Nikki Haley is suspending her campaign.
Right. That announcement's coming up.
Donald Trump said nothing about her last night, which I thought was great.
Right.
So just move on. Talk
just
about
move on.
Biden.
And don't pound. I mean, so much negativity. I don't like that part about Trump for sure.
Well, there's no question there are people that do not like Donald Trump, but, you know, at this moment in time, it's almost like a feel of desperation in ways because there are people that are just really, really hurting. They're just, you know, at first it was like, man, can you believe the price of meat?
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like, I can't buy all that
right.
meat.
Right.
And so it's...
I'm buying some hamburger and it's three meals.
You know, you could be paying 32% on your credit card. 32%,
wow.
It's up to that high. There are people that are out calling people, loaning money, and the deal is, I'll give you $75,000, but you got to pay me $105,000 back in 12
Whoa.
Months. It's 40%.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, Vinny or Guido, I think, will give you that. I mean, that's 40%.
That's crazy.
But if your regular credit card is 20 to 32.
And so many people are maxing them out just to make ends meet now.
If you have $5,000 on that thing and you're going to pay, you know, $1,500 a year on interest just on the $5,000.
Yep.
And how do you catch up with that? And you can look at on the credit card, I think they're required, and I'll tell you what happens if you do this in 30 years. You'd be like $400,000. I mean, it's just, it's stunning.
Well, they're looking at taking down the late fees from, you know, $32 a month to $8
I think they're $41, $50. I mean, they're more. It's just,
there's just so many fees.
So the point is, you know, I can't stand Trump, but we can't keep going with what we're doing.
That's right.
You just can't keep the same thing going because four more years of this would feel pretty bad, because if it feels bad now, it'll get worse.
Well, and every time you read something about immigration, it's uncomfortable. It's agonizing.
And
the people who are going through the proper procedures, I just feel so bad.
Who's doing that anymore?
Right.
Is anybody applying to
come
here
anymore?
And,
you know, there is a certain number that we do allow in our country every year. And
it is broken. The Democrats are trying to say it's the Republicans' fault. In honesty, of the last 50 years, it's kind of both. But in reality, this most recent crisis is Joe Biden. I mean, he took 94 executive actions in the first 7 days of his office and wiped out everything Trump was doing. And how'd that work for you? So it's
when it comes to our energy, too, that was some of those decisions.
Well, and Ron got more money, and guess what they're doing
right.
with their money?
I know.
So it's kind of a mess, and we'll see what happens and how desperate everybody is in November. And I still don't believe Joe Biden's going to make it. I just don't. Britt Hume, and I'll play that clip in a moment, calls him palpably senile. Everybody sees it.
Oh, boy.
So how do you leave that alone when you're talking about the things that are going on now?
How do you do this speech tonight?
Well, I think he'll be, there's something, I don't know what they do, good boast of vitamin D, whatever they do. In these moments, he seems pretty good. He's going to read straight off the teleprompter. So I think he can get through the thing. There's some days I look at him and say, he's kind of looking normal today.
Right,
and the other days,
sure.
The way he walks all the time is, you know, again, Clark Lindsay and Windsor Savoy. I mean, you see people
and
like...
we're all going there.
It's all aging.
Right.
It's just, are you supposed to be president at this point of your life?
Absolutely.
That's the issue. It
mm-hmm.
isn't... it's a human thing, and I have empathy for it, and I feel bad in a lot of ways that they're propping him up when he doesn't know the difference. His wife, Jill, I'm putting most of it on her. You can't let your man run. You wouldn't do that. It's just horrible.
There's got to be someone behind the scenes at the White House, though, politically.
I don't know if it's not Jill Biden that's kind of just calling the shots right now. I don't know who else it'd be. Everybody else has kind of switched out. The chief of staff has switched a couple of times, I think.
Right.
Susan Rice is gone. They say Obama's... I don't know how he's doing.
Well,
it.
And the press secretary, Corinne whatever.
Here.
Yeah, she's like the third in line, right?
I don't know.
Jen Psaki was that role, right?
Yeah.
So
she's making bank at MSNBC.
Yeah, I know. I will land on that show every once in a while. And, and because of her experience in the White House, she knows how things go.
Yeah, well, that's right. All right, we're going to break. We'll come back. It's Brother Johnny Ed Martin, the day we generally get kicked off something. Social media wise, because of
there was a blip on Facebook yesterday. A lot of people complaining about that.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's always good to reset your password and stuff. I never remember.
Whatever. It is 7:29 and the news next. Then Brother Johnny Ed Martin on this Wednesday morning.
The average American throws away almost 5 pounds of trash per day, half which ends up in a landfill. At 2 Men in a Junk Truck, when we pick up your unwanted furniture, appliances, trash, and office equipment, we make it a priority to divert those items from your local landfill. 2 Men in a Junk Truck, looking for partners that share our vision of environmental responsibility. If you and your organization can reuse, upcycle, recycle some of these items, we would love to work with you. Contact us at twomenandajunktruck.com. We want to make room for what matters most.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands from Lands Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Underground Solutions. Are you tired of dealing with leaky faucets, basement flooding, bursting or leaking pipes? From plumbing maintenance and repairs to installing new water heaters and sump pumps, our goal is to get you up and running as soon as possible. At Lands Plumbing, we have 24/7 emergency service and a team of highly skilled professionals that will work with you to get the job done right the first time. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Make a difference in your community and start a rewarding career when you join the Regional Planning Commission's Early Childhood Education Team. The RPC will be interviewing for open positions within the program during a hiring event Thursday, March 7th at 1603 East Mumford Drive in Urbana. The event runs from 9 a.m. to noon. Attendees are encouraged to bring their resumes and references. It's a hiring event for early childhood education. March 7th from 9 a.m. to noon, 1603 East Mumford Drive in Urbana. Learn more at ccrpc.org.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. Donald Trump has no one in the way now of another Republican presidential nomination. Nikki Haley will announce this morning she's suspending her campaign. Fox's Bill Malugin at Haley campaign headquarters in Charleston, South Carolina.
She's going to be delivering remarks here in the Charleston area around 10 a.m. We are told she is not going to endorse Donald Trump. She is instead going to call for him to earn the support of both Republicans and independents who are not supporting him right now. She is also expected to say that she gave voters in the Republican primary a serious choice and helped move along the conversation in what is a fractured party right now.
The withdrawal comes after Donald Trump wins every state but Vermont on Super Tuesday. President Biden wins every Democratic Party contest except for caucuses in American Samoa, losing 51 votes to 40 to a businessman named Jason Palmer, who says he's never even been to American Samoa. This is a Fox News alert.
Here's a look at local news. Former President Trump will remain on the Illinois ballot for now. It follows the Supreme Court's ruling. Nation's highest court reversed a Colorado Supreme Court decision that removed Trump from the ballot for president due to his actions to overturn the 2020 general election results. Illinois lawmakers considering a bill to eliminate the road test for seniors when they renew their licenses. Republican State Rep. Jeff Kleicher introduced a bill that would do away with a mandate in Illinois, which is currently the only state that requires behind-the-wheel test for renewing seniors' licenses. He says those tests don't solve problems on the road. Is your high-speed internet at home actually high speed? The state agency working to build out a more accurate map of internet speeds across Illinois and is encouraging residents to participate. The Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity encouraging residents to document their actual internet speeds for the BEAD Map Challenge. And that's what's happening. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather. Freezing total in Champaign and Van Nuys Saturday. Pretty quiet next couple of days weather-wise, although kind of a slower movement of weather systems out of the Tennessee and Ohio valleys, still generating plenty of backwash moisture. And with that, a fair amount of cloudiness, but temperatures continue above average. Another significant rain system to make its way across the area between late tomorrow night and Friday may linger for a time on Saturday. And then another warm-up slated here for early to mid next week. 54 today with a mainly cloudy sky, maybe a little mist and drizzle in the air in spots here for the morning hours, a bit of northeasterly wind. Clouds for tonight, 38, becoming partly sunny for a time tomorrow. Late morning and afternoon in particular, the high near 57 degrees. With more rain moving in after midnight tomorrow night, we bottom out in the 40s. Cloudy, breezy, blustery, showery for the day on Friday, up to 56. A little rain here for Saturday morning, breezy, cooler at 45. Sunshine returns on Sunday at 46. We're in the 50s on Monday. Lower 60s on Tuesday, up near 70, with some showers and thunderstorms in here for the middle part of next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm Greg Soldier.
All right, thank you, Greg. Our weather brought to you this morning by Carl.
Monitor your skin regularly and talk with your doctor if you notice any changes. For more information, visit carl.org/skincancer.
It'll be interesting to see what tone he strikes when he comes out to announce his victory or and to celebrate it with his maybe as many as 1,000 people, as Aisha Hathi said there at Mar-a-Lago. Will he be conciliatory generally? Will he be conciliatory toward Nikki Haley? That'll be worth noting. I've always thought that the age and acuity issue was a ticking time bomb. And I was saying back when it was not at all fashionable to say it, that he is senile. And now I think he is palpably senile, and the country sees it. And one of his challenges on Thursday night, Brett, I think, is would be whether he can assuage the concerns of those even within his own party who think and say that he's too old for the job.
Wednesday mornings, it's Brother Johnny, who's at Bible study in New Orleans, ducking out for a few minutes. Johnny! Johnny, you there? There you go. Johnny, good morning.
Hey, CBJ, what's up?
Brother Johnny is in New Orleans at Bible study, where we all should be for the rest of our lives. And now it's Ed Martin in near the swamp, who's President Eagle Farm Legal Defense Fund, best-selling author, and now best buddies with Brother Johnny after they met in Washington a week ago. How are you, Ed?
That's right. I'm doing great. I thought maybe Diane did what we had told her. Kill Stevie J's mic. It'll just be the Johnny and Ed half hour. But anyway, I didn't know what was happening. I'm great to be with you.
I am here as a official lob ball pitcher.
Right.
So it's Donald Trump and Mar-a-Lago last night.
We've watched our country take a great beating over the last 3 years, and nobody thought a thing like this would be possible. We wouldn't have Russia attacking Ukraine. We wouldn't have Israel being attacked. Iran, as you know, is broke.
Nothing about Nikki Haley.
He's the worst president in the history of our country. There's never been anything like what's happening to our country. Today it was announced that 325,000 people were flown in from parts unknown.
And they won't even tell us where they're coming from, Ed. I mean, that's that.
Yeah.
But what was your overall take on Super Tuesday?
Well, first of all, it was everything that the Trump campaign wanted and more in terms of the numbers and the votes, the turnout, the intensity and all. And the news, you know, in a few minutes, it looks like maybe an hour and a half, Nikki Haley will announce she's dropping out. That's what's been kind of out on this. She's got a speech scheduled in her home state of South Carolina. So, and you saw, I don't know, I'm nervous to say this out loud, a more disciplined Trump. He, you know, someone, I went yesterday somewhere and the guy said to me, if he does speeches like he did the other night, where he doesn't go crazy and say loud things and just say his shit, but he's going to win easily. And last night, you know, as you say, he didn't mention Nikki, didn't go for, you know, any hits on her or kick her when she's down. And he turned the focus to Biden. I guess the only question is, can Biden last now? You know, I mean, I think on Thursday night, they've raised the stakes to the heavens. He's either going to look like a great politician again, or everyone's going to say he's done, and then he might be done. I mean, I have thought that he'll hang on, but there may now be no way he can hang on, meaning Biden. And so they'll get somebody who says, I'll never let what he did happen again. He's a lovely man, but he was not, you know, in control. I don't know. It's confounding, but Trump looked disciplined. He looked serious. He's kind of, I know because I talked to his some of his campaign guys. He's very focused on policy stuff, and you know, I think they're where they want to be. It's a very strong position. Now you got a trial in 3 weeks from yesterday or 3 weeks from Monday. There's a trial that starts in New York with with fake juries and fake charges, which will, you know, likely lead to a conviction. So. Whether that helps or hurts, but here we are.
Yeah, well, everything's going Trump's way right now. The 9-0 on the Supreme Court? That's always that's always a plus.
Right.
And then that was for, you can't take him off the ballot. And then the two Super Tuesday was pretty super. So yeah, I think it just seems like we need a change. And if they replace Biden, we're not going to get one. And going back to his 300,000 people, Stevie, since he was inaugurated, we've let a Chicago, 8 or 10 million people, across the border, and we don't know half of them. And we don't know where 20% of them are. And they're going to turn this country upside down if they have four more years. They'll get an L.A. and or a New York across the border. And yeah. We can't support it. It's just it's not manageable. And so that in itself, which is against our laws and which they're supposed to protect our borders. You know, Steve, they used to try to get spies inside the walls and then they'd tell the enemy how to get in. They're flying them in.
Yeah.
That's our own people we trusted to protect us. And we got to do something about it.
So
you can't go with the down.
How is it that they can do that, Ed, without even telling where they flew them? I've heard Tennessee. I mean, how does that, is that truly 3 a.m. flights? I mean, this is unbelievable.
Yeah, I know. It's why it makes hiding Whitey Bulger for 15 years or whatever, 20 years look like. No, in 2016, you remember Kate Steinle, the woman, nice, you know, pretty girl, young woman who was killed in San Francisco. it caught the attention of the people. Everybody said, yeah, the system is off balance, and Trump rode that, a big chunk of his way of build the wall and then Kate Steinle. Right now, these night flights are going to catch the United Nations because they will now have to admit where they came from. And even if it's just House oversight, we'll say, you know, who flew the planes, where they go. Eventually, we'll know, and they'll probably stonewall, and it'll take us 3 months, which is even better for politically, because now then they'll ultimately have to know, or they won't know. Even better, it'll go to Election Day. But no, it's insanity. It seems so arrogant, right? It seems so arrogant, and you want to attribute that to these people when you see them smugly on TV, the bureaucrats that are running Biden's America. But I don't know. I mean, it also seems kind of evil. If you wrote a novel, you could make it so that the people that are taking down the country would be like this. And let me be clear. At this point, I don't think it's hysterical to say when there's 10 million people here, if there are 100 cells of truly anti-American, Iranian-backed or whoever, isn't that likely? I mean, is there any chance it's not happening? When the Soviet Union fell, we saw the classified records, unclassified, and especially the Soviet records, about how much infiltration the Soviets had done into America over, you know, 30 years. And they didn't have 10 million to send in, right? The cover of the Trojan horse was, you know, they had to sneak them in two at a time and put them in places. We have 10 million here. So I don't know what's going to happen on that front.
History tells us what some one or two or 10 spies can do to us,
yeah,
or 10 antis can do. Half a percent of 10 million is 50,000 people. You think there's half of
them? Yeah.
I mean, that's just mathematically impossible that we're not getting substitutes. But this is obviously deliberate, Ed. There's no mystery. Yeah. Why are they doing this? And I think it's just simply undermining America for a whole new world order. That's the only possible logical explanation. And they're just using the progressives. The progressives are clueless. Biden, it leads the way in that. I just don't think that there's any doubt the funding is coming from a much bigger plan, which is evil, by the way. So
it's Brother Johnny and Ed Martin, ESPN 93.5 on the Tavern's Joint phone lines. All of our texts come in on the Fisher National Bank text line. You can text in if you'd like, 217-359-2255. It's the State of the Union tonight.
We need to secure our border and fix the immigration system. And as you might guess, I think we can do both. Congress must restore the right. And the...
This is last year's. And yeah, have we gone to the way of the parliament where we're kind of, ho, ho, is that kind of the new thing now?
Yeah. Well, I think, again, at a certain point, the end of Johnny's point, they just want chaos, right? Chaos everywhere. So I won't be surprised if there's a Gaza protester jumps up and is escorted out. I won't be surprised if Biden says something so nasty that one of the backbenchers, you know, Gates or MTG causes a scene. None of that will be surprising at all. And I think you're right on that. And again, it doesn't really matter. It's not what people are going to vote on, this kind of showmanship. But what it might show is Biden looks confused and dazed, and reinforces the message. At this point, by the way, the leaking of the night flight and now Biden's performance, I believe that the Blob is trying to take him out too. They want him out of this race, so they're going to embarrass him in such a way that they can finally get him out.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Better nature, and I think they're embarrassing him. We'll see.
Yeah, they're going to try to make a move here, and they're running out of time, but I guess they have till the convention, theoretically, because many of our presidents were nominated until the convention itself.
Yeah. Well, I mean, is it Michelle Obama, by the way, said, no, she's not running. So a few people breathe a sigh of relief if you believe that. And then who would be it? Because they're saying, well, you can't diss Kamala. So how do they leapfrog and put a Gavin Newsom above Kamala Harris, Ed?
I'll answer that. They can diss Kamala, okay? And so they're going to go with Gavin Newsom. They're not going to run Kamala Harris. So Gavin is probably the front runner, and I'm going to give J.D. a nod. I mean, he's there, and he's interested. So
J.D. Prisker, huh? Make oh, boy.
Yeah.
But I think the way they do it is, I think actually they may say we need a new team, and either she's not well, or as I told you, she may say she's going to rehab or something like that. I'm not joking about it. I think she actually needs. She doesn't seem right to me. She doesn't just seem dumb, and she's not dumb. You know, it's not fair to say that. She just seems off. But let me say something else, though, quickly, guys. I did a different radio interview, and the interviewer said, you know, Zelensky in Ukraine, this bastion of democracy, has canceled the election. You know, he canceled the elections because it's too chaotic. It's too much. He can't do an election now. And you say to yourself, well, that's wild, right? It's a war and all that. But Zelensky's polling at about 30% because it's wildly unpopular to send your people to a losing war. Well, I got to say, if we end up with a terrorist attack over the summer, if we end up with, you know, yesterday there was news reported by NBC, which is widely thought to be heavily influenced by the CIA, and the reporting was there was an Iranian hit on Pompeo. So if we have a terrorist attack, an assassination of someone, they may say, you know what, we can't do this now. We just got to hold tight. We, you know, everybody knows. I mean, we had to delay the elections after 9/11. Remember in New York, Rudy stayed on for a year or a little bit less, I think, because of 9/11. So I think chaos, they can't win by cheating the same way because the bottom's falling out. So they got to have chaos. And COVID was chaos. Okay, check. What are we facing? I don't think it's off the table, guys. And I think your imagination is limited if you're not thinking seriously about what could be.
That's not a happy. That's not a happy thought. He did you hear all that, Johnny? He said chaos is possible.
Well, I'm not. That's a scenario. I don't think that's going to happen, and I think it actually works against their cause because the reason they would resort to that is because the bottom's falling out, and that they're going to end up having to take ownership of the chaos too. So I think they'll.
Right.
I think they'll wait four more years because I don't know what's going to. I mean, I think it's just theorizing now. But Eddie, after Trump, what do you do if we can't, even if we get him? Because are we going to be able to push them back far enough and turn enough to keep on a different track? Or because these folks come from out of the woodwork, Steve. They're everywhere, and they have this passion for something different, I guess. And so we have to hold the line. And that's why I think they would not shoot their wad and burn all the bridges, because that, there's no telling where that goes, Eddie. It just, it's not controllable.
Yeah, you may be right. And there is a lot of talk right now about the things they're going to do to stop Trump, which is interesting because they're already talking about Trump being in. You know, and so that may be what they do is tie him up with all sorts of legal charges and all sorts of things. And I tell people, if you're President Trump in your second term, you've got 18 months because you're going to lose the House in the midterm. Everybody does. And so I think you're right. One other observation, I tell this to people all the time. I don't think there will be many two-term presidents, certainly no Republicans, but even two-term Democrats, because the nature of the media and social media requires crisis for their business model. And so by the time they have to destroy who's ever in power. And so I think we're going to have this back and forth, to your point. And so they may say to themselves, watch us tie these people up in knots, and then we'll win again with, you know, Gavin or somebody, and we'll come in with the hammer like we did this time. I think you might be right on that, that may be a better play for them. And by the way, they make all sorts of money. They're all making money hand over fist in the swamp when they're in opposition. They make more money in some ways. So, you know, that's exciting for them. And CNN got ratings when they were in the opposition. They're losing money when they got Biden in the office, right, in the White House.
Well, you tell me, Eddie, but I think that same thing goes for Fox. They do way better when Trump's getting persecuted and everybody's outraged and people are coming over the border. And then when there seems to be all their people in, they don't know what to say, Steve. Then nobody wants to watch it.
Yeah,
we made it.
Yeah, on the Fisher National Bank text line.
Everyone is saying they don't like Trump. They have to look at how he ran the country and how strong our economy was and how strong our military was and our borders were secure. He did that and what was right for our country. Sorry he hurt your feelings and isn't politically correct. We have to toughen up and get over that.
Well, and the other point, Diane, that's a good point. And to support it, if you look at who's telling you Trump's bad, it's the people telling you that a guy can have a baby and you better not disagree with them. They're saying we don't need energy independence. They're saying there's nothing wrong with a guy playing on a girl's sports team. That's extreme. And that's the same people telling you Trump's bad. They told you he colluded with Russia. It was them. They told you he shook down Ukraine. They did it.
Yeah.
You can't. And you're going to believe them?
Yeah.
And so that's another point about didn't like Trump. Well, one reason you didn't like him because you're hearing a lot of things that aren't true about him. And plus, sometimes he's not that likable. So, you know, he did run the country the way we probably need it to be run. So.
I agree very, very much. I think what people are feeling in this country is they feel like it's gone too far. All the things have gone too far. You know, DEI too far. You know, the cancel culture too far. The women in sports, all that stuff. And then watching Biden pretend. By the way, I want to say one thing about this. I was with somebody yesterday that has known Trump for 35 years, and not personally, professionally. He works in one of the Trump clubs. And I said to somebody, if you know anything about politics, if you call someone a racist like they did Trump, you would have found some African-American man, 48 years old, who would say, yeah, he called me boy or worse. They never found that. And so it's all such a strange slur to me because he's also LGBT friendly his whole career. Not T. His whole career he's been good with the gay rights movement. I mean, he's not actually conservative on a whole bunch of stuff that I care about. And yet they say this stuff about it. And let me tell you something. Guys like Joe Biden, who the media says is a good guy, I'm not saying it's bad. I'm saying many people at the highest levels are lunatics, meaning they're not normal. And Joe Biden's not a normal person. He's a narcissist. It's not bad. I'm saying it's who he is. So they make it sound like he's a benign old guy. He's a mean son of a gun, and he has been his whole career. He's been mean to blacks in his career. He's been mean to women in his career. He's been mean to staff in his career. He's been terrible to his kids in his career. And so we say, oh, he's such a nice guy. They're all nasty people that get to that level. Hillary, Romney, all these guys are nasty. So you don't get people that compete at that level to be the top dog if you're a sweet guy. Johnny's in Bible study. Johnny could have run the country. He's not nasty enough. So, you know, that's what we've got. And don't pretend Trump is worse because he's divorced twice. The country's full of people that are divorced twice. I mean, it's just so stupid to me and so shallow. And it's like Johnny said, listen to who's telling you he's bad and then say, yeah, maybe I'm not going to listen to that guy.
All right, final word, Johnny.
Well, I think you could take a note as far as the kind of guy. I mean, it doesn't always hold true, but if you look at Trump's sons and look at Biden's son, I mean, that's certainly something to mull over. I mean, the poor guy,
right.
And I'd probably be no different if Joe were my dad, but remember, Steve, Joe never really legitimately got over 1% any time at all.
Mm-hmm.
They just anointed him in
mm-hmm.
COVID, and that's where he is, from zero to president. So,
yeah.
So now here's where we are, and so isn't the State of the Union tomorrow, or is it tonight?
It's tomorrow.
It's tomorrow. Ed, do you say tomorrow? We're confused.
I'm going to look again.
I mean, I thought it was tonight. Now
I'm planning on not watching it. I thought
okay.
It was on the 7th,
all right. Well, then I guess
I don't know.
Doesn't matter. We'll confirm. Ed, how can people find you? And also, don't you do a prayer every week in America?
Yeah. Every Friday, Prayer for America, 10 a.m. Central Time. Welcome any man and woman of goodwill who wants to join us. We take prayer requests. If you go to phyllisschlafly.com, you can sign up there for our emails. And I'm over on social media. The biggest one I'm on is the X platform, @EagleEdMartin. And for those that are on X, I leave my direct messages open, so you can always send me a message, @EagleEdMartin. And I appreciate the time, guys.
Thank you.
Have a great week.
Appreciate you.
Thanks, Daddy.
Thank you, Brother Johnny, down in New Orleans, ESPN 93.5. 753. PDR Automotive has now been serving the Champaign-Urbana area for over 50 years. To give you some perspective, 50 years ago ended the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, and it was when Secretariat won the Triple Crown. So what does that mean for you and your vehicle? Whether you need a carburetor overhauled or your new vehicle computer system diagnosed or programmed, PDR Automotive has the experienced, knowledgeable staff that can handle all your automotive needs. Online at PDRauto.com, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
BMW, Buick, GMC, Honda, and Subaru. Welcome to Sarah Champagne. We can handle all your car repairs on-site, including paintless dent repair, bumpers, windshields, everything in between. We have an amazing selection of new or pre-owned vehicles to choose from. Shop from home and buy online or reserve your vehicle before it hits our website or dealership. Sarah Champagne is home of the Sarah One Price Promise, delivering an honest and transparent buying experience. Hurry in or shop online at sarahchampagne.com.
Switching is easy. We do it all the time. We switch on the lights. We switch TV channels. Some of us switch partners while square dancing. Well, that's a stretch. But what's not a stretch is how you can switch and save with State Farm. In fact, State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw, right here in Champaign-Urbana, can switch you over so you can start saving today. Kurt and his team are ready to welcome you to the State Farm neighborhood. It's easy to switch and save. Just give them a call when you want the real deal. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, 8 o'clock, ESPN 93.5. The Illini lose a tough one last night to Purdue. We've had a lot of clips from Brad, and we'll get some more coming up. A tough game, Mr. Steve Suderman at Good Vibes. Man, we had that ball game, and boy, Purdue made some baskets now. 8 out of 10 from the three-point line in the second half. Unbelievable.
It was a real, real change in the second half. So my Tuesday wasn't so super, I'm afraid. At the three-minute mark, I thought we still had victory in hand, not in the bag, but that 7'4" dude.
Oh,
holy cow.
I think he's more than that. The guy's just ginormous. I mean, he looked like Coleman Hawkins went up to his shoulder. I mean, it's unbelievable.
He looks like a condor, I think. This is just,
I of course, think of all the practical things in life. Well, you want to jump in and go down to the gas station. How's that car fitting for you? How do you go on a plane? How do you do anything if you're Zach Edey?
Unscrewing light bulbs and things
like that.
Well,
that'd be handy. No matter, on a
plane, where do your knees go?
On your chest.
You're setting your chin on them.
Mr. Steve Suderman, is it Good Vibes over 50 years? You're talking home theater, sound. What you got, bud?
Well, we did realize last night there's no substitute for size. That 98-inch TV that we made the little spot with Luke about, it's up on the wall. And as much as we love the OLEDs, but they stop at 83-inch. They don't get that big. And let me tell you, that 65-inch, but it's the big TV in my house that's just off to around the corner from the 98, looks like a postage stamp. It looks like Coleman standing next to Zach. I mean, it's a big TV, but it's a little like that.
Do you have one in the store, the big one?
On the wall.
Wow.
And you would think that much quantity would give up something on quality. It doesn't. The corners are over 8 feet apart, and it looks just as good at the edges and the corners as it does right in the center. So we thought we'd put a very robust Klipsch theater system that does justice to it, to surround it. So you can have a real movie theater that will fit in a normal house. If you've got the wall for it, we've got, you know, a thing to put on it that you will just absolutely love.
And you can finance that, right? You can help with that?
Oh, we've got 12 months Amos cash. It's 0%, but we've had, we always have that. You know, if it's $200 or more, you can get free financing. But yeah, we were having some real fun with that before the game started last night, and then it was time to go home and watch that.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna.
The rest is history.
I want to drop by and take a peek at that set. Go ahead and tell
me. You need to. You got to see it and experience and hear it.
Tell everybody how they can do that. How do I get to you?
We are at 2010 Round Barn. Easy to find. A lot of parking, and we're on the web at gvibes.com, and you can look over what we have and what our prices are, and compare them to the other guys out there. You can call us up at 351-0909.
Well, back when you were lifting boxes, you were probably listening to Diana Ross and the Supremes, A Little More Motown. And this is their final.
Mayhap.
This is the final appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show.
Oh, yeah. Great song.
Well, she was so good.
Oh, she was really
She's
good.
She's still around, right? She's just old.
I know, but that voice just dripped honey. It was just wonderful.
All right, Mr. Steve, we appreciate you, friend. Thank you so much.
Thanks, you guys.
All right. Steve Suderman of Good Vibes. Go see that big 98-inch TV.
Man, yeah.
Crazy.
That's a big one.
Woo! And then you put the clip speakers on it. You got a home theater.
You do.
You really do. Get the popcorn.
Diana Ross is 79.
Wow.
Her birthday is to turn 80 coming up at the end of the month.
Yep.
March 26th.
She out there at all? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
There
There's some 80-year-olds trying to still sing it.
I know
What's Mick? Mick Jagger's 70-something, right?
I think Paul McCartney's 80.
Is Mick 80?
I think so.
Oh, we're going to break for the news. Mark Lauder knows Donald Trump, worked with Donald Trump one-on-one, so we're going to call him here in a minute and ask about Super Tuesday. We'll play some more clips of Brett Underwood and the game last night. Does this help me for the dance? You know, I think maybe. You know, we learned that ball's mine. That rebounding has got to be, and sometimes they've been phenomenal. Most of the time, they're pretty darn good. We're going to be phenomenal in the tournament. You got to get that first weekend. What do you think? Get the first game. All right, news coming up. We'll be right back. You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.